Oliver, would you like to play Monopoly?
No, no thanks.
Is it all right if I play alone?
I'd prefer it. Lisa, will you throw the dice?
I thought you were reading.
I'm trying to.
Big eight.
Good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, Lisa, dear.
I landed on Park Place. Is that a good neighborhood?
I don't know.
Do you think I ought to buy it?
Yes, buy it.
They want $350 for it. Do you have change for a $500 bill? You didn't like the article.
I would have if I could have finished it.
What was it about?
Organic farming.
What's that?
It's a method of growing things, you see. Instead of using artificial fertilizers and insecticides, you use natural...
You don't have change for $500?
No.
That article sounds pretty dull. No wonder you threw it away.
I happen to be interested in it. In fact, I've been thinking of going to State College and taking a course in it. It'll only be a couple of nights a week.
And what am I supposed to do while you're doing that?
It wouldn't be a bad idea if you came to school with me. Took a course yourself.
In what?
I don't know. They have a lot of courses. I'm sure you'll find something you like.
Well, it might be nice to be college kids together.
Fine.
Where do you think you're going?
To bed.
Well, it's all right with me, but I don't think the dean allows boys into the girls' room after 10 o'clock.
Just, huh?
The life for me, land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores. Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do? May I help you?
Yes,
We're going to go to college together.
Oh, that's very nice.
We are married. Is that all right?
Oh, yes. This is a co-educational school.
What does that mean?
That men and women attend together.
Attend to what together?
What course are you interested in?
Well, he wants organics, but I don't think I like that.
Organic farming?
Oh, yes, we have a course in that. But I believe it's filled.
Filled with what?
Lisa.
Why don't you check with the instructor? He's right down the hall in room 221.
One more room and he would have had his own television show.
Lisa, why don't you pick out a course for yourself? I'll see you later.
Now, what course are you interested in?
What have you got?
Oh, we have a long list to choose from.
May I see the menu?
Don't you mean the... curriculum?
What's a curriculum?
Here's the menu.
Thank you. Accounting, agriculture. What is this one? Archaeology.
Archaeology. The H is silent.
Then what did they put it in for?
Would you be interested in a language?
What language?
How about English, for a starter?
I'd rather take something I don't know.
May I suggest something simple like pottery?
That might be fun.
Good. Now, if you'll please fill out this registration form.
Well, how'd you do?
I'm in Pottsery.
Oh, good.
How did you make out?
They were able to take me in the class. I go every Tuesday and Thursday.
That's a coincidental. I'm going on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Oh, look, the idea was that we would go together.
Why didn't you change your organics to Tuesdays and Thursdays?
I can't change my... Hey, look, you change your course, huh?
Very well. Hello there.
Oh, any problem?
Just one. You know the pottery on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday?
Yes.
Make it Tuesday and Thursday.
I'm sorry, we don't have a pottery class on Tuesday and Thursday.
Then why did you suggest I take it?
Well, I thought...
Just pick out another course, huh?
Just when I was doing so good in pottery. What have you got on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
We have several courses.
May I see the menu again? Is this one a Tuesday and Thursday?
Well, yes, but...
I'll take it.
Psychology. Of all the subjects to pick.
What's wrong with it?
It happens to be very difficult.
But it may be for you, but it's not for me.
Oh?
I was one of the few girls in Hungary who understood Einstein's theory.
Mm-hmm. And what was Einstein's theory?
Well, Einstein figured that if he could get a girl alone with a bottle of wine...
What Einstein are you talking about?
Boris Einstein, the Wolf of Budapest.
Lisa...
Well, I see you college kids are home. How's class?
Oh, class didn't start yet.
No, we just registered.
Did you get your course in organic farming?
Yes.
Good. Now you'll have a new method of ruining your farm. What are you taking, Miss Douglas?
Psychology.
What's psychology?
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
It's the study of how the human mind works.
Golly, I'd be fascinated to know how mine works.
I don't think it does.
Boy, one day in college and you're putting down the little people.
Look, Eb...
Well, I'll tell you something. It's us working class that makes it possible for you idle rich to go to college.
Idle rich?
We sweat and toil to pay the taxes to send you to college, and what do you do? Eat goldfish and have panty raids.
What's a panty raids?
Never mind. How about trying a little work in the cornfield?
I have, and I don't like it.
The cornfield!
Yes, sir.
Oliver?
Yes?
I'm glad I took up psychology.
Why?
I'll be able to find out why you're always yelling at people.
And that roughly is what we'll cover this term. Any questions?
Oh, I have one.
Yes.
Has anybody seen my lipstick?
Do you mind?
I found it. You can go ahead now.
Thank you. Now, to start with, let me explain the term psychology. I'm sure you're all familiar with this word.
I'm not. What's pushishi?
It's pronounced psyche, the P is silent.
Oh, like the H in archaeology?
Yes. Well, as I was saying about the word pushishi, the psyche. It's from the Greek, meaning the soul or the human spirit. Therefore, in a broad sense, psychology is the study of the inner self. We'll be going into this more specifically, studying many theories, such as Freud's, that all our drives are sex-oriented.
I didn't know this class was going to be about oriental sex.
Look, miss...
It's Mrs. I'm here with my husband. He's down the hall in organics.
May I ask, what made you pick psychology?
Well, I was in pottery, but that was Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I needed a Tuesday and Thursday. So, here I am.
Yes, you are. Well, let's get started. I'd advise you all to take notes. Do you all have pencils?
Is it okay to use a ballpoint pen?
Yes.
I haven't got one. Could I use yours? How do you like the organics so far?
Fascinating.
When are you going to start doing it?
Well, I've only had one lesson. It's a very involved subject.
You want me to help you with your homework?
No, thanks.
Do you mind if I study my psychology with you?
No, as long as you do it quietly.
Yes, sir.
What's all that?
My psychology books.
Why did you buy so many?
The professor said that we need all this for the 6 years course.
6 years? You'll be lucky if you'll last, just read, huh?
Yes, sir. Basic Psychology, Chapter 1. Psychology is a study of the human mind and how...
Lisa, please, read to yourself.
Yes, sir. Well, I finished this one.
You finished it? How could you? I'm only on chapter 3.
Oh, you're one of those slow readers.
No, I'm not a...
I'm a fast reader. I have a retarded mind.
Retentive. No, I guess you're right in the first place.
Now, for number 2. Advanced psychology.
Advanced psycho... Oh, fine. What?
Bedspring.
Bedspring.
Wrong.
What are you talking about?
Well, this is a chapter on free association. That's where I say one word, and you're supposed to answer with another word, and...
Yes, I know what that means.
Then how come you didn't know the answer to bedspring?
I guess I'm not too bright.
I'll give you one more chance.
I don't want one more chance.
It's all right with me if you want to be a middle-class dummy the rest of your life.
Would you mind helping me?
I'm not in any mood to work. Darlene and I had a fight and she's not talking to me.
Smart girl. Now get to work.
Okay. Before I start, what are we doing?
I'm going to try a little organic farming. The textbook here shows you how to conduct a field experiment. After turning over the earth...
You're only on chapter 7?
That's right.
Mrs. Douglas has finished her 5th psychology book.
Yes, I know.
Well, I guess we have one honor student and one middle-class dummy in the family.
Just turn the earth over, will you?
Yes, sir.
Hello, dear. What you doing?
We're having a field experiment.
What's that?
Well, that's where he reads and I do all the work.
I'm trying a little organic farming.
Oh? You're still on chapter 7?
Lisa, would you...
Could you do me a favor?
What?
Would you drive me into the college? I need some more psychology books.
Oh, Lisa, you don't need any more...
I'll drive you in. Then I can stop by Darlene's and try to patch things up.
Oh? You're having trouble with Darlene? What's your problem?
I think she got mad because I took my frog to the football game with me and I didn't take her.
I can see where that would...
Please, this is a problem for a trained mind.
Oh, why don't you give him the bedspring test?
Bedspring?
Mattress. You see, there is nothing wrong with me. Now, back to your problem with Darlene. You see, you have to understand the way the female mind works. Now, the female mind...
Lisa, you've had 3 lessons in psychology. You're not qualified.
Please, we're in consultation.
I believe the word is consultation.
How many psychology books have you read?
None.
Let's get on with the consultation.
Now, back to your problem with Darlene. She probably didn't want to go to the football game with you in the first place until you mentioned that you were going to take your frog, which was a blow to her ego. Now, if you have asked her first to go, she would have said, go ahead, take the frog, and you would have been good friends forever.
Golly, you sure learned psychology fast. I wish I had a retarded mind like you.
With a little effort, you can.
Kimball? Oh, you're home.
Mr. Douglas?
Mr. Kimball.
Oh, you're in there.
Mr. Douglas? Mr. Kimball.
Oh, just a minute. I'm looking for Mr. Oh, there you are.
Yes, what can I do for you?
What can I do for you? Gee, I don't know. What's your problem?
Well, I don't have a problem. Oh, I didn't have one till you showed up.
Well, I have a problem. I thought you might be able to help me since you're taking psychology.
Oh, no, my wife is taking psychology.
Oh, you're both taking it, huh? Well, that's a good idea. That way you can find out what's wrong with each other, huh?
Mr. Kimball,
Shall we start the analysis? Suppose you want me to lie down on the couch, huh?
No, I don't...
You don't have a couch, huh? Well, I guess this'll do.
Mr. Kimball, come on. Get off of there.
What's the matter? Isn't a bed official?
Mr. Kimball, may I explain something to you?
How can you explain something when you don't even know what my problem is?
All right, what's your problem?
Well, I have this mental block. Well, it's not a block. I mean, you don't build things with it. It's more of a... No, it's not that either. It's, Well, I keep thinking of this horrible...
This horrible what?
Well, how do you like that? It's gone. Boy, you're amazing. One treatment and you cured me.
I didn't.
You got a great future as a psychologist.
No, Mr. Kimball, I am not a psychologist. It's my wife who's taking psychology.
Well, you be sure to thank her. She saved my life.
Where's Mrs. Douglas? I want to thank her.
For what?
She saved my romance. Thanks to her advice, Darlene and I are back together again. Boy, she's a great psychoanalyst.
She's not a psychoanalyst.
Then what is she?
I've often wondered the same thing. Hi.
Oh, hello there. How's the new farming coming?
Oh, fine, fine.
I'm studying for class tonight.
I thought you'd read all those books.
These are new ones. They're on abnormal psychology.
You're not ready for anything like that. You don't even know basic psychology.
Then how come I saved Ab's romance?
Oh, you didn't.
And what about Mr. Kimball? I solved his problem.
You didn't solve it.
He doesn't see that horrible thing anymore, does he?
You had nothing to... Look, this is getting ridiculous. First, you got people believing you're a psychologist, and then a psychoanalyst. The next thing you know, somebody will be calling you a psychiatrist. Oh, Mr. Ziffel.
Is the doctor home?
The doctor?
Oh, there you are, doctor.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Ziffel. Hello, Arnold.
I come over to see you about a problem, doctor.
Oh, I'll be glad to help you. What's wrong?
Well, you see, doctor...
Lola, will you stop calling her doctor?
Well, what else would you call a psychiatrist?
She is not a psychiatrist.
Well, she saved Ab's romance, didn't she?
Oh, that was...
Arnold says she saved Hank Hemmel's life, too.
She didn't save his life.
Don't pay no attention to him, Arnold. He's just sore because he ain't done too good with his own studies.
I'm doing fine.
Oh, yeah? Well, how come you're still on Chapter 7?
What is your problem, Mr. Ziffel?
Well, doctor, it really ain't my problem. It's Arnold. He's been very depressed lately.
What's the trouble, Arnold? Lie down on the couch.
Get off of the couch.
Oliver, don't interfere. All right, Arnold. Start from the beginning. And then what?
Mr. Douglas?
Mr. Haney.
And how is
with the organical farming coming.
Oh, fine, fine. You...
Well, still on chapter 7, huh?
Yeah, chapter 7.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it. What if you do flunk out?
I'm not...
It'll just be one more failure on your already impressive list of failures.
Look, I don't...
Fortunately, you can afford to be a loser now that your wife is a successful psychiatrist.
She's not a psychiatrist.
Then how come Arnold's paying her $25 an hour?
But, Mr. Haney, you're wasting my time.
Oh, well, then I'll be on my way as soon as you give me the $200.
$200?
Cash is acceptable.
For what?
I'll show you.
No, not on the organicals, guys. The organic... Come on, follow me. All right, what is it this time?
Ain't she a beauty? Your wife has good taste.
My wife ordered this?
Every psychiatrist needs a professional couch.
She is not a...
You'll notice it's covered with genuine unborn armadillo hide.
Unborn arm...
And stuffed with stay-pressed flamingo feathers.
Now, if you'll just get this piece of junk out of here.
Junk? I'll have you know this is the very couch used by that famous psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud.
Sigmund Freud?
Or Siggy Baby, as Marie Antoinette used to call him. She was his first patient, you know.
They weren't even around at the same time.
Oh, they was very careful not to be seen together, but many's a time Siggy psychoed Marie on this very couch.
Now, that's the most...
Now, if you'll just give me a hand and the $200...
Yeah, we'll take it out of here, huh?
But Mrs. Douglas ordered this.
I'll take care of Mrs. Douglas.
But Mr... Well, I better get this back to the ladies' lounge at the bus depot before they miss it.
Lisa! What the... Mr. Drum, what are you doing on my couch?
Oh, no, it's not what you think. We were just having a session. Well, I mean, we were...
Well, I was just trying to help Mr. Drucker with his problem.
Yeah, and she sure did help me. You know, when I came in here, I was a bundle of repressions. And I had a... what was that I had again?
An Oedipus complex. That's where you hate your mother.
That's not what...
I read that in Abnormals. It was in Book 8, Chapter 9.
Lisa, you don't have the slightest idea of what you're talking about.
Oh, no? Well, how come I don't hate my mother anymore? When I came in here, I couldn't stand her. Your wife sure helped me.
She can't help anybody.
She saved Arnold's life, didn't she?
No, that was Arnold's romance. It was Kimmel's... Ebb's.
Mr. Douglas, you sound a little mixed up. Why don't you lie down?
Yes, I think I can squeeze you in tomorrow at 2:00.
Well, that's my appointment. But I guess you need it more than I do.
Mr. Drucker, there aren't going to be any more appointments. This whole thing is now finished. Come in!
Can you take Henry now, doctor?
What the...
Arnold recommended you. Henry has an identity problem.
I don't...
He thinks he's a duck.
I don't think there is anything in the book about a quacking goat. But if you would like to lie down on the couch...
Oh, no! Out!
Wait a minute.
Matter?
What makes you think that I want to sleep with a man who had me disbarred from the doctor business?
Oh, Lisa, you could have gotten into a lot of trouble. It's illegal to practice psychiatry without a license.
I didn't say I was a psychiatrist.
No, but the people thought you were, and they took your cockamamie advice.
Does this mean the end of my psychology course?
No, I'm afraid so.
And what am I supposed to do on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Take another course.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Check the menu there, the pamphlet. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to sleep.
Good night, darling.
Night.
Accounting, agriculture, business management, biology, nuclear physics. has been a film waste presentation, darling.